KQED.
As Fresno struggles to keep guns and gangs off the streets, some in the densely forested coastal ranges of Northern California see guns as a means of survival. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim traveled to Humboldt County to see how calls for tighter gun regulations are going over there.
On the day I meet Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey, he's on his way to investigate a site where days before authorities had uncovered a stash of more than 100 weapons on the property of a man with a criminal record. But Downey says that's rare here.
We have a more freer-spirited, self-reliant type of people here. And many of the people in this county are gun owners, and they're responsible gun owners.
The sheriff says there's no way of knowing how many people here own guns, but he has issued 1,500 permits to carry concealed weapons. Recently, he signed on to a national petition opposing President Obama's gun control measures and a directive to Congress to pass laws that would ban military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Downey says he's sworn to uphold the Constitution, and he worries such laws come dangerously close to violating it.
My concern is, if it's a Second Amendment today, is it the First Amendment tomorrow? Is it the Fourth Amendment after that? And where does it stop?
Downey's stance is at odds with the state's urban police chiefs, but then his jurisdiction is mostly rural. And despite a, quote, criminal element that comes with the county's infamous marijuana trade, its yearly homicides tend to run in the single digits. 130,000 people inhabit an area the size of L.A. County, an eclectic mix of artists, hippies, urban transplants, and back-to-the-landers. At Kim Kemp's home, nestled in the rutted slopes of southern Humboldt, farm-fresh eggs fry in a cast-iron pan and homemade biscuits brown in the oven.
Biscuits are the easiest. Sorry. You don't get the fancy breakfast.
After breakfast, Kim, a news blogger, and her husband Kevin, an engineer, sit down to chat. On the table between them is a 12-gauge shotgun, a handgun modeled after a Colt 45, and a remake of a military rifle used in World War II. All three guns are designed to kill people.
We're an hour from law enforcement. If somebody were to try and come into our house, we could not depend on anyone but our neighbors, and even those are at least 10 minutes away. So we would have to defend ourselves.
Kim and Kevin live off the grid. The last 4 miles to their home is dirt road. Solar panels and a generator supply their power, and they collect their own water. If a deer gets tangled in their fence, they're the ones who have to put it down. Kevin picks up the 12-gauge shotgun he's just unloaded and points it at himself.
This end is intimidating. It's big, and it looks big, and it sounds intimidating when you do that. All right, so that's a useful thing for home defense as well.
Kevin hasn't had to kill anyone with it, though he has used it to scare off bears. Using guns safely takes constant practice, he says, which is why he and Kim think the NRA's call to arm schools after the Newtown massacre is extreme.
People are willing to make some reasonable accommodations.
Kim says she'd support a federal law limiting the number of bullets in a clip and says most of the gun owners she knows would support beefed up background checks and closing the loophole on private sales by unlicensed dealers at gun shows. And she says gun owners also want to see better access to mental health services.
But when they see people demonize them and they become gun owners become demons, then in turn, in reaction, they get more, I've got to get my guns, I've got to get my ammunition because I won't be able to get them tomorrow.
Kim Kemp says she sees gun owners get cast as stupid, ignorant, mean people.
It is really hard for me to watch a part of the culture that I grew up with and a part of the culture that many people still feel gives them a lot of joy being reviled.
Sitting in a cafe in the town of Garberville, Barbara Kennedy says privately owned firearms make her nervous.
Law enforcement and our army and our armed forces are the ones that are entitled to own guns. And that's it as far as I'm concerned. But of course, that's a very far out opinion.
Kennedy is with the Humboldt County Democratic Central Committee based in Eureka and just helped craft a resolution in support of President Obama's call for bans on assault weapons and high capacity clips. But Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey says if those bans come out of Washington, he'd struggle with them, and so would the community. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.